Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, where I talk to you in natural English that's a bit easier so you can get used to English in a natural way. So hopefully it will be a bit easier than movies and TV shows, but it won't be quite so boring and unnatural like the kind of CDs that you get with textbooks or some of the recordings you might hear in English exams. So today I wanted to talk to you about my hometown. So if you know the word already, then you'll know that hometown means the place where you were born and probably the place where you were raised or the place where you grew up. So I'm from the UK. Within the UK, I'm from England. Sometimes people get confused about what is England and what is the UK. So the UK, or the United Kingdom, is England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. So just a small bit at the top of Ireland, and all of that, those 1, 2, 3, 4 countries, is the United Kingdom. And I'm from England, which is within the United Kingdom. So sometimes I say I'm from England, but most of the time I say I'm from the UK. So just so you understand that difference. And I'm from a place close to London, and it's called Norwich. So Norwich is about 2.5 hours drive to London. So it is in the southeast of England. And it's a city with a long history. It's a medieval city. It's one of the most intact, or one of, you know, it's not too broken. Many medieval buildings in the UK have disappeared or have been broken a lot and are now just ruins. Ruins means kind of an old building that's kind of just pieces now. You don't really have the whole building, but Norwich still has a lot of medieval buildings and a lot of historic buildings and even a city wall in place. So the city wall is because Norwich, like a lot of old British cities, used to be like a small kingdom, you know, with a castle in the middle and then a wall around the outside. So now the wall actually is kind of broken up. It has become ruins, but you can see parts of it are still, you know, whole sections of wall, especially if you're in the city center. You can find these old parts of the city wall. And then in the middle of Norwich, there is a castle. So you can't miss it. If you enter Norwich, you know, especially the city center, from most places you'll be able to see the castle, because the castle is on top of a hill and then it's very big. And this castle was built by William the Conqueror, and he was the first Norman king in the UK. So by Norman, I mean he was from Normandy, or what is Normandy now in France. So he came from, you know, what is France now? He came from the other side of Europe, crossed the ocean, and yeah, William the Conqueror and his men, they conquered. So conquer means to go into a country or go into an area, you know, beat the people, like have a battle, win, and like become the sort of leader. Is like to conquer somewhere. So yeah, he conquered the UK and he became the first king from that French area. So he's the first Norman king in the UK, and he built his castle in Norwich. And it's now about 900 years old. So it's a very old castle. So if you do get a chance to visit Norwich, you should go have a look at the castle, because it's a really amazing old building. And now inside, it is a museum. So you can walk around inside, you can see the old inside of the castle, and you can also see lots of old artifacts, or old things. things. So artifact just means an old thing left from history. So you can go around inside and look at the exhibits in the museum. So that's the museum. There's the castle museum. And there are lots of other old buildings too. One of the other biggest, most famous buildings is Norwich Cathedral. And a cathedral is like a very big church. So a big religious building for Christian people. And this cathedral is also, like the castle, is about 900 years old. So it's also a very old building, which is still in use. So just like the castle, you can go inside. The cathedral also, you can go inside. And actually the cathedral, I think, is free, if I remember. The castle museum, you have to pay some money to enter, but the cathedral, I think, if I remember correctly, you can go in for free. I haven't been to Norwich for a while, because if you've been listening to my podcast or to my YouTube, you'll know that I live in Japan. And yeah, due to this pandemic, I haven't been back to Norwich for a while. So I haven't visited many of these places for a little while. But yeah, I think you can go in for free. Other nice areas of the city center, Norwich has a open air market. So open air means outside. You know, it's not like in a shopping center, it's traditional style market, you know, where people have lots of fresh produce or fresh food. So lots of fruits and vegetables. There's also, I think, some like butchers or like meat sellers. And these days the market has also become more international. Before, it used to be like just very sort of British products. So like I said, kind of local fruits and vegetables. I think, yeah, there's a few fish and chip market stalls. So a stall is like one shop in a market is a stall. There are many, fish and chip stalls and like kind of pie stalls and like tea stalls. So there's lots of kind of traditional British stalls, but these days it's become more international. So now, last time I went to Norwich, I saw they were selling like Asian, like different parts of Asia's groceries. So it's kind of like a Asian grocer or like a little small Asian shop. And they were selling, you know, food from Thailand or from China, from Japan, lots of different products that you can take home and cook kind of Asian cuisine with. And then, yeah, there were some more also, not just international, but also kind of more modern places, because as I said before, the market used to be very just traditional things. But now there's things like last time I saw they had like vegan cakes and they had like some gluten-free cakes. So they're kind of, the market now is a place that kind of everybody can enjoy and you can get all sorts of different things. But it's kind of a nice mix of traditional with kind of, more modern and more globalized sort of atmosphere. So it's a really cool place. So also, good place to check out if you get a chance to visit. And then also very close to the market, there is an old shopping arcade. So an arcade has a few different meanings, but in this case, when I say arcade, I mean like a kind of shopping street with a cover. So, you know, normally in the shopping street, there's no roof. You know, if you're walking down the street, shops on either side and it starts raining, you know, you're going to get wet. You are exposed to the weather. But a shopping arcade, so it's not like a shopping center because there's no door, but it's kind of almost like a tunnel. So it's like a small street and then the city, they've built a kind of roof over the top. In the case of Norwich Arcade, it's like a glass roof. And I think, I'm not a historian, but I think it's built during like the Victorian period, I think. So it's it's like 200 years old now, maybe. Like I said, this is just for English practice. This isn't a history lesson. so some of my details might be a bit wrong, but yeah, that's also a nice part of Norwich. Local produce, or like kind of famous things from Norwich, you know, even though I'm from there, I don't think there are many, but one that you might know in other countries is, you might know, some people don't, but there is a very famous mustard. So there's a mustard called Coleman's mustard, and maybe you've seen it before. It's in a yellow packet with a red bull on the front. A bull is like a male cow. And this brand, I've seen it because I guess because I know it, when I've traveled around the world, I've seen it in many different countries. And it's a very traditional brand from Norwich that's been around for like a long, long time. And then, oh, there's also a famous kind of chicken brand, but I think they're kind of only famous in the UK. It's called Bernard Matthews, which is from Norfolk, which is the area. And yeah, that's also a product that's sold a lot, but I think maybe just in the UK. So yeah, not too much kind of famous products that I know of. Like I said, I'm not an expert. Maybe I should have done some research before I made this video, but I thought that I would be able to talk about my own hometown without doing research, but I realized that actually it's not that easy. One thing I did want to say about Norwich, if you ever do get the chance to visit, there's quite a unique accent. And actually, I've talked about this before. Kind of every city in the UK has kind of a unique accent. I guess just like any language, if you move kind of around the cities or around the areas, there's different accents. Sometimes people have this idea that there is one standard UK accent, you know, and there is one standard American accent. But, you know, even a big city like New York has its own accent, and it won't sound like the accent that you're used to hearing, you know, on like textbook CDs and things like that. It's not this kind of standard American accent you're used to. If you're interested, just type in YouTube New York accent, and yeah, you'll see that it's not what you're expecting. So yeah, even London is the capital city of the UK, but there also people have a strong accent. Again, if you go on YouTube, London accent, yeah, you'll see that it doesn't sound like your idea of standard UK accent. So where I'm from too has an accent. So Norwich is actually quite a small city. There's only about 170,000 people, I think. And around, because it's a small city, around Norwich, there's lots of farmland. And I don't know about in your country, but from all the countries I know about and languages that I've studied or that I'm familiar with, usually the country areas, the kind of farming areas, have quite unique accents. And yeah, Norwich or the surrounding area or the surrounding county, which is called Norfolk, there is this quite particular accent that when native English speakers hear this accent, they think, ah, that's a farmer, you know, so it's a kind of like farmer sounding accent, very kind of countryside sounding accent. But you might be thinking, you know, do I have the accent? And no, I don't, because I'm 33 and I left the UK when I was 19 and I started living in other countries, and I've lived in lots of different countries until now. So my accent has become very neutral. So I still have a British accent, but it's not like a regional British accent. So when people meet me, they don't know what part of the UK I'm from. Whereas a lot of people from the UK, we can, if you're familiar with the accents, you can hear their accents and you can say, ah, London, or ah, Liverpool or Manchester. And usually we can hear people's accents. So yeah, people can do that with the Norwich accent, but I don't really have it. I think that's pretty much all I can think of to say about Norwich. At the moment, none of us can travel because this coronavirus pandemic is still continuing. But by talking about my city today, my hometown, I thought I might be able to give you a little bit of feeling that you're traveling. And if you've got some interest, then search on Google and you'll be able to see some photos of the places that I talked about today. yeah, maybe you'll get a bit of feeling of traveling. And then when the world opens again, maybe you might get the opportunity to travel to Norwich and have a look yourself. So thank you all very much for listening today. I'd like to say a special thank you to my Patreon subscribers. So Patreon is a website where you can donate a little bit of money to help creators on YouTube and podcast makers and things like that. So I have a Patreon account and people help to support me to make more content. If you'd like to join that, there's a link for my Patreon below the description, in the description of the YouTube videos and on the description of the podcast. If you'd like to take a lesson with me online, there's also a link in the same place. Anyway, thank you all very much. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, review the podcast, share with your friends, and I'll see you all back here next time.